Every evening, Mrs. Ellen Whittaker would sit by the fireplace of her old Victorian house in the village of Morden Hill, reading a different book from her vast, dusty library. One crisp autumn night, she selected a leather-bound volume she didn't recall ever seeing before, The Violet Hour. There was no author listed. As she read, she became increasingly unsettled. The book's protagonist, a widowed woman living alone, was eerily similar to her. Each chapter detailed events that mirrored her own day: the knock on the door by a neighbor, the broken lamp in the hallway, the sound of footsteps when no one was there. It wasn't until she reached the final chapter that her hands began to shake. She reads the last page and realizes the story ends with her death at precisely 11:03 p.m. Ellen glanced at the grandfather clock. 11:02. She dropped the book and ran to the door, but it was locked from the outside. The windows wouldn't budge. The wind howled louder, almost like a whisper. Her heart pounded. 11:03. But nothing happened. She exhaled shakily and turned back toward the book. It was gone. In its place sat a new one, the woman who escaped fate, the author, Ellen Whittaker. Would you like a continuation?